Our campaign is a little bit different this cycle. Last cycle, I challenged an incumbent, and so we had a lot of work to do in the primary. And I also had a Republican challenger, so we also had work to do in the general election. But this cycle, this district primarily leans Democratic, and so we didn't have a primary challenger, nor do we have a Republican challenger. So we've been spending most of the time on the campaign, getting people out to vote, as well as helping other candidates around the state.
How would you describe your first 2 years in office, and why do you think they should re-elect you?
It's been a good 2 years in office. A lot of the time I've spent getting to know my colleagues, building relationships, and also fighting for my district. Some of the things I fought for include making sure we have better housing laws to ensure that people who are renters have the same access to the judicial system as our landlords. Also ensuring that we had funding for emergency rental assistance. This was particularly important during the height of the pandemic to make sure that people could stay in their homes. I also fought to make sure that we had resources coming into our community, especially those to help young people. So those are still some of the fights that we're still having to work on, and I'm hoping that in this next cycle, we can continue to make more progress.
You are an immigrant of Nigerian descent, is that correct?
Yes, both of my parents immigrated to the United States from Nigeria, and I was born in Minnesota.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Explain to our listeners in Africa in terms of democratic participation here in the United States.
I think it's a good thing. We have so many people across the United States who are immigrants themselves or who are children of immigrants. And one of the things that's great about this country is that as long as you are a resident, there are ways you can participate in our democratic process. And as long as you're a citizen, which we have a naturalization process, then you can even vote and run for office. And so we see a lot of candidates at the local level, especially who are maybe they lived in another country, or maybe they grew up in another country or were born in another country, but they can still participate once they've made the United States home. So I think one of the most prominent examples, especially in the state of Minnesota, is our U.S. congressional representative, Ilhan Omar.
You're a young person. Any message for young people in Africa in terms of participation?
Yes, I would say definitely keep participating, keep fighting, keep pushing. We know that African countries, they have so much potential, and many of them are working really hard to reach it. And I know that's because of our younger generation. So I hope that what you're seeing of your colleagues in the diaspora, your brothers and sisters in the diaspora, that that inspires you to do the same type of work at home, because I know that we're all rooting for you over here.
Esther, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you, and good luck on November 8th.
Thanks so much, James. Really appreciate it.